This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 2nd. God's word to you today is love work. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 5, verses 18 and 19, and it says, "Even so, I have noticed one thing, at least, that is good. It is good for people to eat, drink, and enjoy their work under the sun. To enjoy your work and to accept your lot in life, that is indeed a gift from God." Statistically, 82% of Americans say they hate their jobs. The statistics for Nigerians is not available. However, love your job or hate your job, you're going to benefit a lot from our learning in this season, because seasons change and understanding is key. For those that do not like their jobs, God is bringing deliverance your way in Jesus' name. Job frustration affects every area of our lives, and because of the associated pressures, we take out things on people that have done nothing to hurt us. This will shock you. According to research, the greatest single influence on lifespan is satisfaction at work. So the more satisfied you are at work, the longer you will live. You and I need to begin to like what we do so that we can live long. God wants you to live long and be fulfilled at work. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer talks a lot about vanity and points out so many vain things in life. But he also says, "Even so, I have noticed one thing at least that is good. It is good for people to eat, drink, and enjoy their work under the sun. To enjoy your work and to accept your lot in life, that is indeed a gift from God." To get fulfillment, enjoy your work, and find meaning, four things must align. They are: 1. Being in the right place. 2. Having a right perspective. 3. With the right people. And 4. The right purpose. We spent the past few days dealing extensively with purpose. Over the next few days, we will be learning about a right perspective and the right place for you to get the sweet spot. However, the right perspective is key, because sometimes the challenge is not the job. The challenge might be you, your attitude, your perspective, and your worldview. The first step to having a proper perspective is to work for the Lord. It does not really matter where your office is. The key thing is you are working for the Lord. This is the first shift you need to make in order to have the right perspective. When you set out each day, tell yourself, "I'm going to work for the Lord." Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." Let us pray. Father, in whatever I do, I will work with all my heart, because it is unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.